The rain in Spain falls mainly in late October and November. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Ian, a.k.a. Coy Wolf. Coy Wolf for that wonderful catchphrase submission. Coy Wolf. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. And boy, in the middle of back to school month, everyone's going back to school. Very exciting when it comes to this show. Just watching the kids in crosswalks as they go to schools. And then I assume they're learning. And then they're in the crosswalks when I'm driving home from work, too. So it's like a double crosswalk situation. It's a wonderful month. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. My name is Scott Aukerman. We have a great show for you today. Coming up a little later, we have a couple of contest winners, so that's very exciting. We also have two people in the entertainment industry, both performers and producers, writers, everything like that. So that'll be coming up. We also have, speaking of producers, boy, we have a... is this something... You don't have COVID, do you?
Oh, no. I was chewing on some Ritz crackers and I was choking.
Okay. How are those Ritz these days?
Pretty dry.
Yeah, I
got to
say.
If you don't have anything to spread on them, you know, they're just sort of like shards of flour.
They fool you into thinking... They go, it's buttery.
They're it's buttery, it's Ritz. You expect you're going to bite into it, it's like a piece of brie. But instead... It's like you're biting into a piece of glass. It's crazy.
And not a piece of, like, shards of glass, like of the movie, the character glass.
Yeah, like Mr. Glass. Like you're biting into Sam Jackson's foot or something. And here's the thing about Mr. Glass. His bones break very easily.
So if you were to bite into his foot...
You're going
to
get a bone right through the, like, tongue or something.
But I will say, don't you want to carry around some kind of soft cheese or a cream?
I don't... Here's the thing. If
you're biting into Mr. Glass's foot?
If you're biting...
Yes! Why not make it a good experience?
Here's the thing. A little advice to the audience. Let's say you might be in a situation where you might be taking a bite out of Mr. Glass's foot. Have some brie on you, baby.
have a pocket full of brie.
Scott, before I introduce myself, I was going to do a quick little sting here. I feel like this is going to be my new intro when I come on. You ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready for it.
I'm going to say, ooh, baby, I love you, Sprig.
Okay, I do not like that.
Hold on. There's another line.
All right, hit me with the second line. Maybe it'll redeem it.
Ooh, baby, I love you, Sprig. Ex-producer of Training Day. Training Day.
You were the ex-producer of Training Day?
I had a few days on Training Day before I was fired. I was over at Crafty eating Ritz crackers and I couldn't stop coughing. I fucked up so many takes.
I will say it's lovely. It's way, way too long for a sting.
You're right. You know what? That's more like a drop. If it were a sting, it'd more be like, Spraggy.
Okay, I guess. Spraggy's here!
Scott Spraggy's here!
By the way, and Spraggy is here. Sprague the Whisperer is here.
Hello,
Sprague the Whisperer. Of course, super producer.
Super producer, sort of taking a little time off right now.
I didn't know that. You're taking time off?
Scott, I have so much to tell you. Taking time off.
Before you tell us about taking the time off, I want to introduce our other guests.
Because
they're here with us as well. They are the... Let's see. One is a producer and star.
I'm going to go ahead and say super producer.
Super producer. Whoa.
This is big.
I'm going to go ahead and say I co-sign.
Okay, amazing. Wow. Super producer and star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Co-creator, rather, mm-hmm. and co-star.
Now, I'm probably sure if you were to look into the contract, super producer's also here for this, yes, as well.
Okay, really?
I think they're all super producers.
Okay, are you super producer on this show as well?
Now.
You are? Okay, wow.
Super producer. I'm go ahead and co-sign.
Of the hit Netflix animated show Chicago Party Aunt, which came out on Friday. Aunt, is that how you say it in Chicago?
Aunt. Yes, very much so.
Okay. It's a wonderful show, animated show. All 10 episodes are available now. Am I saying that right? There's only 8, I'm told. So you can watch 8 of them and then wonder where the other 2 are.
Absolutely.
And wander around your house going, I thought there were 10 of these goddamn things.
Scott Aukerman told me there's 10, goddammit.
Think about it this way. Between episodes 3 and 4 and 8 and 9, there's sort of a silent episode.
Yes.
So you have to sort of imagine.
That is what happened with Ted Lasso, I heard this year. They thought it was going to be 8, and then they had written all 8, and then they were like, oh, no, it's got to be 10. So they wrote that Christmas episode.
They were like, let's slot in some so you have to come up with your own Christmas episode for this one, where everyone goes online and says, actually, I think this show's actually a little too saccharine.
Okay, I don't
everyone
agree with that.
Their hot takes. I don't believe, you know what, I watch a Christmas show like that, and I'm like, that felt like a throwback to the old days of the Simpsons pilot, you know?
Yes, although I did, you know, if you're doing a Christmas thing, I do want something like, you know, Jimmy Stewart committing suicide or something. You know what I mean? Add a little bit of gravitas.
Good note, Scott. A bunch of super producers sitting around. This is the type of shit.
This is what happens. 4 super producers here on the episode. Chicago Party Ant.
You're a super
Ant.
Producer, too.
I didn't want to say, but yes, of course I am. Chicago Party Ant on Netflix here. We have Ike Barinholtz returning to the show.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to the show.
So good to see you, my friend.
So good to see you. And Katie Ridge for the first time.
Woo!
Technically.
Yeah. For the first time.
It's the first time I'm meeting everyone.
Yes. It's so wonderful. Nice to meet you.
It's so nice to meet you.
Chicago Party Ant, would it surprise you both to learn that one of the publicists for the show wrote to me yesterday and called it Chicago Aunt Party?
No, I wouldn't be surprised, because that is the type of operation that we're running here.
It's a different type of show, isn't it?
She might have gotten confused. That's what it is called, I think, in Japan.
It's definitely what it's called.
They do a slight little skew on the title sometimes.
They change the plots.
Yeah,
you know?
In the Ukraine, it's called Your Mother's Whore Sister.
Yes.
It has different meanings.
I will
in different
say Chicago
countries.
Aunt Party might be what it's called on Pornhub.
Yeah, could be.
Is. I mean, that I is upload my the Ike down. Cut.
So you were talking about this earlier, Ike. You said you wanted to get onto Pornhub and preempt the porn parodies of your own show.
Yes.
Yeah, you wanted to cut them off
for
the
creators.
Knees.
Like, I feel for Seth MacFarlane.
It's tough.
Me too.
He goes on, this guy works his ass off for many, many years creating this show that he cares about. And he either gets sent or he logs on and he sees a clip that he had nothing to do with.
It's like, I didn't write this cutaway.
Where Peter Griffin is 69ing with Lois.
Right.
And I think it's time creators took back that power.
Yes, he doesn't get paid for that
he
either.
He gets paid nothing for it, and it does not fit his artistic vision of the show. So I want to
I'm not quite sure about that part of it.
I will say the thing that is even worse is when you see Peter Griffin railing Marge Simpson.
Oh, yes, because the
doesn't
crossover.
Even make sense.
Oh,
yeah. That is DC
crossover.
Marvel.
It's not right.
I mean? You wouldn't see, like, Captain America railing Superman.
Mm. Now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, now that you think about it.
Can we take a short break for about 5 minutes?
Yes.
5 minutes?
You only need 5?
I'm picturing America's ass. Remember, that's a callback from the movie.
That is a callback from the movie.
I got to say, we cannot talk about Family Guy on this show.
Why?
Due to the fact that my voice is very similar
to Stewie.
To Stewie's voice.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to cut that out.
Yeah, okay, I'll go back. Don't worry, I will
cut
that out.
Cut all the Family Guy stuff out.
Welcome to the show, guys. So great to have you on the show. I'm so very excited to see Chicago Aunt Party, which is which, by the way, okay, if you're in Netflix and people are confused about the Aunt Party Aunt, as long as they put in Chicago, you'll get there, right?
You'll
have to get through Chicago Hope, Chicago Fire,
the
Chicago
trial
PD.
Of the Chicago 7.
Right.
Are you guys in Chicago, the film. Are you guys in the Chicago verse? Because there's the fire and the Chicago 911 or something.
Yeah.
And then Chicago Party Aunt. Like, when she, like, cuts her hand on a wine glass, she's like, I gotta call Chicago 911.
We're hoping that Lady Gaga's ex-fiancé will show up.
Yeah.
Isn't he on Chicago
he
something?
He is. And our show is produced also by Dick Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a typical Dick Wolf show.
But it's literally like, are you saying Wolf?
He is saying what?
I have a hard time. Okay, this is something that for many years my friends make fun of me. There's a couple words I struggle with.
Okay, what are the words?
Woof.
Okay.
And I'm sorry.
And wolves.
Someone needs an apology.
You do say woof.
I say woof. I always have. It's embarrassing.
It's okay. Why don't you just switch, though, over to wolf?
Because when I say it sounds strange. Wolf.
That sounds like the word.
I'm accentuating the L too much.
It sounds fine.
All right, pretend we're in conversation.
Okay, did you see Dick Wolf got his dick ripped off by a...
By a wolf?
Yeah.
That worked. All right. Okay, this is progress. This is growth. Hey, real quick, is that serious? Did that really happen?
Oh, yeah, it did. Yeah. That's how he died.
Where... Dick Wolf died?
Yeah, yeah. From his dick being ripped off by a wolf.
Dick Wolf dies from Dick Wolf.
Yeah.
That is a little ironic, baby.
Yeah. A little?
The Onion writers were sort of like, what are we supposed to even do
yeah.
with this?
Yeah.
Guys.
Not the Onion.
You guys have known each other for a bit of time. Have
a
you
long time.
Not?
Oh, yeah. Only 20 years or so.
I think it is
from
20
Chicago,
years.
A Taste of Chicago?
Yeah, we used to be servers at Taste of Chicago restaurant. Joe Montana. You know Joe Montana. He's my dad.
Of course. Oh, yeah, I know that. Of course.
Yeah. No, we came up together in Chicago, and I was there, and then Katie came and was on the Second City
Main
Stage.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
They call this place Chi-Town.
Yes. That's
what the fuck is that?
All you guys are all so like... Like, hey, I do comedy. There's so many like unshy people. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I don't understand.
No, it's shy. C-H-I, like Chicago. Like, it's a bit of a misnomer.
Why isn't it called Chicago then?
Well, it's you know this.
Yeah,
is...
me and Scott are confused. We're a couple of coastal guys. We don't.
Really... We don't do the flyover country.
It should be called
not...
Chicago.
Or Chitown?
Or it should be called Chitown.
Chitown?
That sounds a lot like Shittown.
Shittown.
Well, you know,
hey,
that's what
Trump calls it. Did you guys see Mayor of Shittown, by the way?
The accent
Kate
was
Kate Winslet
wrong.
Was so brave, she didn't wear any makeup.
She is the mayor of Shittown.
She's the mayor of Shittown.
Like, technically, it could be called that, though whatever it was called.
Yeah.
Mayor of, what was it?
Easttown.
Oh, okay, right.
Could have been that.
Easttown.
Looked pretty shitty to me.
So brave.
Tell me about this show. Of course, this is based on a hit Twitter account. We haven't seen a show like this since Shit My Dad Said.
Those other ones, Cheers. Was it based,
based on Twitter
yeah,
account?
No one
what?
Knows this. There was a very early rudimentary version of Twitter.
Yeah.
And Glenn and Les Charles. Basically, they were writing each other notes.
Yeah.
Oh, so every tweet was just Norm with a capital.
Yes. And Game of Thrones was based on a Farmville.
Oh, yeah, Facebook Farmville? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the proud lineage.
This
of,
has been going on since TV started.
Sure, yeah, okay, absolutely. But tell me how the show started. Give me everything.
So this friend of ours, another guy from Shittown, created this Twitter feed just because he was like bored and home.
What's his name? Why don't we give him a shout out?
Chris Witaski.
Chris Witaski, who, by the way, is a great actor.
Great, hilarious
from,
actor.
From Netflix's Love. He's great in the
Wrong Missy, very funny in
Wrong
that.
Wrong Missy, he's great in that, and then he also has these great commercials out.
Oh,
too.
Tom Pritchard from Allstate
or something like that. Yeah. Very funny.
Not
guy,
State
yeah.
Farm. That's Jake.
They
Jake should Paul? Have a Royal Rumble. Jake Paul. Hey, it's Jake Paul from State Farm.
I'm here to investigate your claim.
No, I'm calling you because I killed a young person at my house last night and I'm in trouble. So he created this Twitter feed and we just thought it was funny and so dumb. And like,
and also it's based in Chicago, which like people from Chicago, we've talked about this on the show before with Tawny. They love talking about Chicago.
No one loves Chicago more than people from Chicago. And the fact that we're from Chicago is like 70% of my personality.
Yes.
Oh, I have
that's
no.
That's
low.
I think I'm being nice to myself.
No, I mean, it's like, I don't think I've ever had a two-sentence conversation with you where it didn't come up.
Yeah, you wear it on your sleeve.
I literally do. I have a full sleeve tattoo that says shit down.
But this was also like, this came about, remember when like Twitter was just like a fun thing?
Twitter used to be awesome.
It was before people figured out that they could harass people into losing their jobs.
Exactly.
Yes. And now like
Twitter for me is. Now it's like where I go to be called like a fat Jew cunt.
Well, that's just me. And I was mad at you. And you get ready for this? I'm sorry. Oh, I said
By
it.
The way, I didn't know you were Jewish.
No, I'm Italian. That's the worst part of the... I know. You can call me a fat cunt, but at least get my ethnicity right.
But it used to be fun, and now it's just like, you know, fuck you at Ron DeSantis, you motherfucker.
Everything is bad now on it.
Bad.
It's
But this was back in the fun day, so we had fun with it, and then, like, it kind of caught on a little bit, and, like, really famous people were tweeting at it, like Stephen Colbert, and
But I have to say, it did look like Ike... was a psycho, like that he was legitimately arguing.
Psycho.
He put the psych and Ico, but it looked like he was arguing.
I don't think you got that right.
I didn't. I didn't do a good job.
Psych.
But it looked like he was arguing with like a 60-year-old woman.
Yeah, because Chris would tweet as her, like, you know, something so dumb like.
He would be like, fuck you.
I just got drunk and shit my pants. It sluggers up her deck and I'm not fucking leaving. And I would write back, you're an old drunk loser. And people thought it was like me just harassing an old woman.
Punching down on this old.
So anyway, so now it's almost like 3 years ago because animation is
it takes
the slowest medium. It just takes takes forever.
Well, you're drawing all the pictures by hand as well, right?
I did it all myself. That is,
that's
I
why
did
two of the episodes are silent.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't, we were done. Our hands hurt.
Netflix hated what I did.
Yeah.
They thought it was, like, it was almost like a child did it.
It was bad.
But we kind of like got together and our friend Richie Schwartz was like, hey, this could be a really funny
animated
show. He is a
super producer.
So we talk about super producers. This
he's
is an
legitimately
actual
a,
one.
He's a mega producer, I'll say.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Let me meet the guy.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
He's a mogul and a moyle.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a moyle. He's snipping off little
a
beanie tips.
Licensed yeah. moyle.
Whoa.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. And he twists them off.
Does he like at the end when you get that done? Do you say to the moyle, keep the tip, or what do you like? What exactly is that an old joke, or did I just think of it? It's probably an old joke.
I think both are true. Yeah. I think both are true.
So anyway, so yeah, we got our
that was
our,
by the way the old what does a leper say to a prostitute joke? Keep the tip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's an old joke of the word lepers.
Lepers.
In there.
I don't know why, but growing up there were so many leper jokes.
Right. Well, you grew up in a very, very strange community.
You grew up in Calcutta, right?
I don't know why.
It's not
okay, go
that.
Ahead.
So anyway, so we kind of just assembled like a bunch of our friends from Chicago and kind of created what we think this show could be and brought it to, we honestly were like, I don't know if anyone's going to buy this.
We truly were like, I don't know, it's all about
Chicago and it's just really fucking dumb. And
are you just describing that you pitched the show? Because we could just... cut it down to that. You pitched the show.
Well,
okay,
now, hold on, Scott.
We can move
he
on.
He did say, Scott, he did say, I assembled a bunch of my friends from Chicago. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, there's a bunch of scenes where you're going in, there's a guy welding, and you're like...
It's like the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah,
you're like, there's a guy throwing knives at a target.
I was Telly Savalas. There's Donald Sutherland right there.
You're like one
but
of
like
the guys...
heavier.
One of the guys from The Reckoning or something is sitting there, and you're like, hey, we need you. And he's like, to do improv again? He's like, no, we're doing something else. And
then I told you I was out.
I was out, but now I'm back in.
We need you for one more callback. Anyways, I'll do a short version. We pitched and sold the show.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Wow, that's really
that's how easy it is.
Okay, but he assembled
the team.
I thought this was the super producers pod hour.
That's what
I'm trying to get in the fucking nitty gritty.
We're trying to get into the nitty gritty.
That's
course.
Will Arnett's show.
So tell us about what the actual show is, though, because the Twitter account is a very specific character of the Chicago party on.
Yeah, and so what was challenging and also so exciting was taking this character that's basically just like a joke. Like she's joke after joke.
People usually, they don't like jokes in their TV shows. So you had to change it.
So we made it really sad.
Really sad.
And really like tough and like raunchy.
It's about, it's actually about mental health.
Yeah.
This sounds
pretty good.
But we had to make her into a human woman with a world and
a cartoon though
friends yes
we don't call it cartoons, we call it adult animation.
We call them graphic novels.
You got my talking points, I say, right?
No, all I got was the Chicago On Party email.
Which don't open, by the way.
Oh no, because really
work will take away your
turn
computer.
Safe search on, go ahead.
And so it was so fun to be able to, you know, flesh that out and really bring, you know, Chicago. I think people know it either as the super fans or as a horrible place.
Superfans, you're talking about the
Swirskis.
Of course,
the SNL.
Da Bears.
Which is pretty true, to be honest with you.
Right. Which, by the way, you worked on SNL.
I did work on SNL.
So anyone who's worked on SNL, we need to ask, what is your what's your dream lineup? Dream cast, seven people, one has to do update.
Oh, can I play this too?
Yeah, please, okay, we want to hear this too. Yeah.
And we're talking anyone in history.
Oh, you're not supposed to tell them that.
Sorry, I fucked up.
Because then the joke is they always pick people who have been on the show
James
before.
Madison is doing update.
Yes, there you go.
Genghis Khan.
You probably want Benjamin Franklin. I mean, he started the newspaper, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
The original
update. Can I do it together?
Yeah, do it together.
I will throw people out. For me, you got to throw Amy Poehler on there.
Sure. Do an update or just doing
Yeah,
characters?
I'll give her update.
What
I mean,
about
it's,
Norm?
I know, Norm. I'll say Norm for update.
But they don't have to be SNL people, right?
No.
Wait, they don't have to be SNL people?
No. They could be anyone in history.
Oh, fuck. Okay. So you may go Poehler.
Yeah, that's a good
choice. But she's done
it.
She's already...
you can pick anyone.
I liked...
Rick.
I know.
He just wants to see Rick back.
I love that character.
Jimmy Buffett.
Okay, good. Why?
I think that he has...
By the way, we are in my backyard, and occasionally a helicopter will fly by.
There was
a
triple homicide on the way up the hill, I noticed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
You noticed it?
I did not commit it.
But he didn't help anyone. Okay. He did film it and helped no one.
I filmed it, popped it on TMZ.
You don't want to do that, because that's what they got arrested for in the last episode of Seinfeld, which is the best episode of the show.
Is that really what happened?
Yeah, they zoom out on them in a jail cell.
They break the Good Samaritan
law. They didn't do the Good Samaritan thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'll say...
And then there's approximately 3 hours and 45 minutes of court scenes.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, here's my dream cast. Ready? Here we go. Boom. Fatty Arbuckle. Kevin
yes!
Spacey. Armie Hammer.
Wait, after the after the homicide, Fatty Arbuckle, or pre-homicide?
That's just the whatever. One you have a problem with?
Yeah, the Kevin Spacey one really hit my ears hard.
Armie Hammer?
Armie Hammer. You know...
He's one of those guys who would have bitten into Mr. Glass's foot.
Yes.
Go to have Army. Listen, if you're listening, go to have some Brie for Mr. Glasses.
I think he does, but I don't think it's Brie. But there's definitely something Brie consistency in his pocket.
Who else do you like? Who could be on Saturday Night Live?
I think Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, what would he... What,
he's not... He's going to be the musical guest. You want him to be sketch?
He is so... He's just like...
He's going to be one of those Britney Spears, like, people who does both.
Yeah.
He does the musical guest and he's in
those are always so
well.
Great when those happen.
They're always really good.
Yeah, hey, Taylor Swift, you think she's a great singer? Wait till you see her do a fucking sketch.
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes
I'm trying to think
good.
Of... Drake was good.
Drake is very
Justin
good.
Justin Timberlake could have been in the cast.
Timberlake.
He could have been a cast member. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Timberlake's as funny as, you know, Bill Hader and Fred Armisen and Kristen
I mean,
Wiig.
When you're on the cast and you hear that, aren't you just... Like, that is the worst thing to say. Like, they would say that about Emma Stone. Nothing to take away from Emma Stone. She is great.
No, but Emma Stone's great, but like...
She could do this.
Put him in a sketch by themselves instead of next to one of the funniest people in the world?
Instead of, like, Fred Armisen. You're not going to, you know, pick...
You know, Lorne, in the drop of a dime, would just be like, all right, next season, we got Alec Baldwin, Jim Carrey.
Yes. Like, you know he would.
He would just be like, celebrity season.
Look at the season that he did with Anthony Michael Hall and Robert Downey Jr.
The best
and everyone.
Season, my favorite season.
Oh, boy.
Joan Cusack, Randy Quaid.
She's amazing.
They actually had, like, insane talent.
Denny
when you look
Dillon.
Back on it.
I think
Denny Dillon.
Randy Quaid, Joan Cusack, Dan Aykroyd. I'm trying to list all the SNL people who have been nominated for Oscars. Eddie Murphy and...
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig. No, she wasn't nominated
Bridesmaids.
For an Oscar. Oh, was she? Okay, great. Really?
For
okay.
Best screenplay? Screenplay.
Okay, interesting. A little bit of trivia here.
Also, Billy Crystal co-wrote Gandhi.
That's true, yeah. And he played him in UHF as well.
Oh, right. Also, wait, you know who else? Finesse Mitchell. I think Finesse Mitchell was nominated for his Nosferatu movie. It was pretty good.
Nosferatu?
Yeah, it was called Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. It's not about the vampire. It's about a guy who gets he loses
his
nose.
He loses his nose.
It's also like a Henry Ford versus Ferrari kind of thing, where he's like Nosferatu.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
Tracy
like a Tesla
Letts.
Thing.
Let's put Tracy Letts on SNL.
Tracy Letts, he would be amazing. Writer of Osage, August County.
Osage, August County.
I'm doing a Chicago On Party with
it. It's the Pornhub version. this is a hard question that I don't find that fun.
Yeah. Okay. All
Do you
right.
know what I mean?
Well, we'll
John
end
Malkovich.
It right now.
Because I get nervous. I think
well,
I get nervous.
Well, also, you work there. You have inside information.
Yeah.
This is inside baseball for you, whereas Ike's sitting there on the outside.
Ike is more fun to say.
Going like, he's looking at...
Ike was on Mad TV.
Yeah, he's looking on the inside like he's, you know, one of those Trading Places people, looking at the people eating all the steak, and he's like, I'm in Mad TV. Brr, it's cold out here.
Oh, I see you guys have Paul McCartney and Alec Baldwin on this week. Yeah, we got Todd Bridges, so suck it. It's cool.
Ike, of course, one of the best people on Mad TV. Mad TV had an amazing cast.
We had a really good cast. We had Jordan Peele, Keegan-Michael Key, Mike McDonald, Nicole Parker, one of the
Nicole has been on this show many times. Yeah,
Nicole Parker is, I think, truly one of the funniest people in the world.
So many great people on
she's
it.
She's so
what
talented. So why?
We're bringing the show back.
Whoa!
Yeah, I wonder what I'm doing.
Is Quincy returning?
It's only me and Quincy are writing the whole thing.
Woo!
Just me and him. We get in the office every day, 9 a.m. We got typewriters. We got my.
If it's just like his interviews, by the way, have you read those interviews? They're so fun.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Where, he's just like, I'm old. I'm ready to go. Not ready to go, but like,
yeah, I don't
need anything. Yeah. I'm just going to like tell weird stories about show business and like call people out.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Now, by the way, Ike from Blockers, I don't think you were on. Were you on the show when Blockers came out?
I was.
You were.
Okay. I came on here for Blockers.
So great.
Such a good actor in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Guys, come on. Let's pull up a clip.
Here we go. Okay. And here we go.
Hey, Mommy, I don't want you guys to be blocking my...
Look out, there's a wolf.
Wow, that was so amazing.
That was such a good scene.
Really good scene.
And you were not in that scene.
No, we should have brought one maybe up that I was in next time. We could figure that out.
You did sort of do some consulting on how to say wolf.
You did dialect consulting on the movie.
I was the dialect coach on Blockers. No one knows that.
That's why no one in the movie says I'm sorry.
Double paycheck.
So back to Chicago, party on. This is, what do you guys play in it?
I play Mark.
Okay, enough said.
That's it. Play Mark, figure it out. Fucking figure it out.
Google it.
The lead character is this woman named Diane Dombrowski, played by Lauren Ash, the incredible Lauren Ash from Superstore
from
fame.
Never Not Funny.
And was
Never
also at Second City.
Yeah, also.
Was she the same time you were there?
She
or?
Was a couple shows ahead of me.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Also, you ready for some juice? She's Canadian.
What?
Yeah.
I know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I like that.
I don't like it either.
So she took a job away from an American.
Yeah, we got to get them out. It's the one group I'm fine.
They're more strict about that in Canada, I found.
That's 100% true.
When you go up there to Canada, you have to have like so much paperwork of like why you're taking a job away from a Canadian.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have to be like, well, okay, I'm here to do comedy. I'm funnier than every other Canadian, I guess, which is not true.
And then on the next line,
you say that.
Canadians are some of the funniest people in the world.
The next line says, prove it. And you're like, how? Am I going to do this? You get out of your car and you're like, okay, here we go. So,
you drove to Canada?
No, me and Scott drove to Canada. And
that's a whole story. Yeah,
I had to watch him at the border. They were like, prove you're funnier than everyone in Canada. So he got out of the car. I said, all right, hold on. He goes, a tisket, a tasket. I've got some balls in my basket. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. And the guy started laughing and we got back in the car.
It was that easy.
That's
one time
good.
I did go to Toronto and I've talked about this maybe on Threedom, but with Paul F. Tompkins and Lauren Lapkus to do a show. And the person at Customs said, where is your show? And I said where it was. And he goes, and what kind of show is it? I said, it's a comedy show. He goes, are you sure you're not just speaking at a graduation?
What? Was the show at a high school?
Maybe it was at a school or something, but I loved the fact that he looked at me, said, this guy can't be doing comedy at all, and said, was trying to help me. You're probably just speaking at a graduation, honey.
And you can't be snarky in that situation.
No, I'll let you in.
I just was in Albany. And
weird brag, go ahead.
Whatever. Capital of New York. Some people think it's New York City.
Yeah,
it's
we
not.
Know.
It's Albany.
Nope. Albany.
And I'm at TSA, I'm at the airport, and I give my ID and show my ticket to the TSA agent. He's a young guy, and he's kind of tatted up. And there's just like a little bit of a holdup right there. And he looks at me, and he goes, did I just see you in the movie The Hunt? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, got a movie star over here. So right away, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And then he goes, who's the girl in The Hunt? Who's the girl? And I go, Betty Gilpin. He goes, no, the other one, other lady. I go, Hilary Swank? He goes, oh, fuck, yes, Hilary Swank. Hey, now she is a fucking smoke show. He is saying this, and there's like other people right here.
There's families
and
there.
And I'm like, she's really a great actor, you know, really great. And he goes, hey, you guys shoot something up here, she flies out of here, I'll give her a pat down.
Oh,
and now,
God.
Like, I can't
this
say.
This is a government
I can't say, that isn't appropriate, sir.
No.
Because then I'll fucking end up in Albany Airport Jail.
They can say whatever they want.
I'm just like, yeah. And it went on for like 5 minutes. Very uncomfortable.
Now, what I imagine is that this actually did happen. You're not lying, but the roles were reversed. And you were saying what that guy was saying, and you just wanted to brag about it. Is that what this
He's
is?
He's like, sir, move on.
And you were like, but we got a movie star.
Next time I'm bringing Hilary Swank back in, I'm going to give her a pat.
And you'll see that boys do crack. And the guy's just like, give me your ID, sir.
Sir, you're holding up the line. People are going, hurry up.
I will say what you described. I hope you didn't sign a release or something, because it did sound like you were on Punk'd first. Yeah. I was like, a bunch of cameras going to come out.
Now that I think about it, it did look a lot like Dax.
Was it Dax?
So it might have been Zach Braff.
It could have been Zach Braff.
And what do you play, by the way?
I play Zuzana, who is there's a huge Polish community in Chicago.
Yeah, fun fact, one out of every three people in Chicago is Polish.
One out of three?
From Poland.
Wow, amazing. Yeah. And they stay there. They don't move away.
Why would you?
Yeah.
Why would you? It's hot there.
You got that lake, and that's about it.
Yeah. And food.
Yeah, a lot of food.
I guess so.
And she is. She works at the hair salon with Diane.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
And we have a clip, I'm told, so let's play it. All right, go ahead. It's a clip of your characters talking to each other.
It is.
Susanna, have you seen Diane? I'm kind of running late for this appointment with her.
You're such a fucking cuck.
Well, I take that as a compliment. Have a nice day.
Hey, excuse me. I'm Samuel Jackson. And I've got an Avengers initiative for y'all.
I would like to lick on your feet.
All right, that's pretty good.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Amazing.
We got Sammy Jack.
And he did his famous line, I've got an Avengers initiative for you.
Yeah, and he didn't refer to himself as Nick Fury. He called himself Samuel Jackson.
I have an Avengers audition for you?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. So, I wasn't there when you guys did self the show.
I would like to think that you do have to audition for the Avengers. Like, you have to prepare 16 bars, yes. A classical monologue.
Wait, do you mean audition to be in one of the Avengers films or to be
an actual Avenger?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, yeah, you're just...
Hey, my name's Captain America. I'm 6'5". I'm a super soldier.
I'm willing to shave.
Here's my profile.
I'm willing to shave. Here's my profile.
But I don't want to in two of the movies.
Yes.
I am Hawkeye.
I don't
my special skills, I suck. And people wish I died instead of Black Widow.
I'm the Falcon. I can't get alone. For some inexplicable reason.
And 5 minutes into the scene, the guy goes, are you an Avenger? Like, it took 5 minutes for you to figure
it
out.
Well, Falcon is wearing goggles. Mm. Anyway, Chicago Party Aunt is out on Netflix right now. Watch 8 of the episodes. They weren't kind enough to send me any, so I haven't seen it yet. But
do you have Netflix?
I do have Netflix, but as of this taping, it is not on. Yeah, I am one of the Netflix chosen.
And it is your account.
It is my account.
You're not using passwords with Paul F. Tompkins?
I should, when you think about it.
Hold on. Before you answer that, Scott, we got to make them jump in the pool, because they might be wearing wires.
Yeah, that's okay, true. Jump in the pool, guys.
That's true.
Because I can't go down for my... Me and Scott share so many passwords.
Yeah.
If we got caught...
Well, we were living together during the whole pandemic. We've talked about that. Yeah, we were together in the Sprague cave.
Whisper Studios, and we were sharing passwords left and right. If they found out, I would do some serious time.
Do you have two-factor authentication on?
Yeah, so I get a text.
Also, X-Factor authentication to watch any episode of X-Factor.
It's kind of annoying.
What if that was your authentication?
I'm also just, like, blown away that Scott spent a year and a half in a cave with this man and not his lovely wife and his beautiful family.
Oh, we were supposed to be writing the new reboot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I thought Colin Jost did.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we found
out.
Don't
want to get into it. That's what I was saying earlier, Scott. Once my Ninja Turtles thing fell through, I'm just taking some time off,
Scott. Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
We have
to take a break. When we come back, this is exciting. We have a couple of contest winners. Now, I know you guys got to go. Is that right?
Yeah, sadly.
We have a lot of press to do.
Yeah, I'm doing a quick Fox News hit.
Okay, great.
I'm going to be on Tucker Tonight.
And I'm on.
Is that what it's called? Tucker Tonight?
Tucker Tonight.
It's a new show.
It's on Fox Nation. It's not on the regular Fox channel.
And I'm on Tucker Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is his morning show.
Which is his, like, sort of after Talking Dead.
Yeah, wrap up show. Yeah, Stern wrap up show.
Remember when I said that stupid thing earlier? That's kind of, he says a lot of that stuff.
Right.
And he always looks like a dog who's like, what do you want me to do?
He even does the dog head tilt. It's cute. Huh? He's a friend. He's
what
my
do you
friend.
Want? Yeah, he's our friend. And
we have to, before we get into too much trouble with our, he's one of our sponsors.
Yeah,
so
we know.
We're about to cut to a Tucker commercial. It's very awkward.
We have to take a break. Thanks for coming by,
thank
Ike.
Thank you so much,
Katie. We'll see you next. But Sprague, you're going
to
stick around for the contest winners.
I've got nothing else.
All right, we'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Sprague the Whisperer is here, of course.
Scotty!
Before we bring our guests on, I want to talk about our big announcement, if that's okay.
Scott, let's bring it up.
Okay, this is big, big news.
First of all, everyone, if you're driving, I want you to pull over because you may, we can't be responsible for what happens after this news drops.
Yeah, we will not be responsible for anything that happens. If you're cooking anything, we want you to turn the ovens off.
Turn it at least to a simmer because shit might get crazy.
This is going to, turn all of your smoke alarms off as well. We need to, okay, so everyone's good? Everyone's good? Okay, gather your children around.
Mm-hmm. Actually, if there's anyone under three, send them in the other room.
Because we are going to get blue.
This
I'm
might
gonna
get
say,
a little crazy.
Damn.
I might say, fuck.
Oh, please don't.
Okay.
Okay, good. Right, okay, right. I don't want you to do that.
I said might, won't do it.
Okay, good. Good to know. We have a new show. Sprague and I have a new show.
New show alert.
So if you have your new show alert on.
Yeah.
It should have been going
should
off.
Should be buzzing, sort of like one of those restaurant things. It's like, oh, my table's ready. Oh, there's a new show. I better check it out.
We have a new show. Now, this is based on our old show, which we had been talking about over pandemic, called...
We Have to Stop Talking TMNT on CBB. The encyclopedic and comprehensive... I used to say a fun thing there. It was a Ninja Turtles podcast, and we did it because Scott had never seen the Ninja Turtles movies, and I was like... That's crazy.
I didn't know anything about them. All I knew was I thought that I had an image of one of the Ninja Turtles biting into a manhole cover and breaking his teeth because he thought it was a pizza.
We got close. We
got
never
very
really
close,
it,
especially in one of the animated ones.
We got close. There
got
was a
super
painted.
Close, but it has never happened in any never of the canonical Ninja Turtles things. So we did that show.
Yes.
But we have a new show.
We sort of discovered that Scott had this interesting little blind spot. Scott hasn't seen a lot of movies that me and you or regular Joe may have seen.
Yes, I was in a period where I only saw art films, and yes. I lived in a town that had a big art film movie theater, and so I would just go to those all the time, and I would turn my nose up at more common fare.
He would be like, oh, what's this, Top Gun? Not for me.
So there are a ton of movies I haven't seen. Top Gun, Ghost, Space Jam, Dirty Dancing, Family Guy?
I
haven't seen any episode of Family Guy.
I was about to say Family Matters, but I really wanted to say The Addams Family.
The Addams Family. So many movies that I haven't seen. So we are going to start a show called Scott Hasn't Seen. Mm-hmm. Sprague and I are going to go through my, I guess you would not my filmography, but my
Your movie blind spots.
My movie blind spots, yes. Yeah. So we'll be watching all of those. First episode is going to be October 1st coming out. And this is the other half of the big announcement. If you've just been listening to Comedy Bang Bang over the years, nothing's going to change. Still going to come out on Mondays. No problem. Nothing. Don't worry. Nothing's changing. But we are starting a Comedy Bang Bang Patreon.
Wow.
ComedyBangBangWorld.com or CBBWorld.com. You are going to get not only the archive of all of the Comedy Bang Bang previous episodes and live episodes, but also ad-free episodes of all the new ones, plus new shows. This is going to be one of the new shows that's weekly. I have a big announcement next week about one of the new weekly shows that's going to be there.
Scott, let me just say this to the listener. If you didn't take our advice and pull over and are now sort of embanked on the side of the highway because you crashed, You don't have to keep
get out of your car because it might
get
blow
out of
up.
The car. Get out of the car. Grab your phone. If you want to keep listening, that's fine.
Sure, we get
out of the car because it's dangerous to sit in the car. I know you're like, I got to hear more about this Comedy Bang Bang Patreon. You're telling me new shows from Scott Aukerman and the gang. That's going to be incredible. I mean, that sounds great, Scott.
Yes, it's going to be good. We're going to be doing, I'll have more information about it next week, but I just want to alert you to the fact that the archive is going to be on the Patreon, so you can switch over to it or add to it. So I just want to let you guys know that. And we're going to be doing, our first episode will be Space Jam. That'll be October 1st. So starting October 1st is when all the new shows roll out. So we're very excited about that. We'll have more information about it next
week. Yeah, we got some big guests coming to Scott Haven't Seen, you know. So
we have like The Boys or Those Men, as we call it.
These two guys we call Those Men.
Those Men, they'll be on it. We have Ego Wodum. Yeah. We have Adam Scott will be on it. So many great people watching movies that I've never seen. And part of that show, by the way, is I guess what I think is in the movie and what I think I know about the movie.
It's pretty fun. Sometimes he's spot on. Other times...
way off.
Way off. But I'm like, is this movie better? Maybe we write this down.
The Space Jam? I was way, way off. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hold on, Scott. Hold on.
Yep.
Open circle chat. What you're saying is very cool about where you came from, Frank, but I don't know anything about fishing. You're so cool, though. Loving your vibe. peak big time hang, hashtag loving your vibe, hashtag big time hang, winky face emoji, kiss emoji.
Sprague, what was that? Are you on the circle right now?
Yeah, Scott, I am on the circle. I got out of the house to do the show, so I was like, let me just take my phone. I'll be sort of following around. Right now, I'm sort of in a bro down circle chat.
I thought that everyone had to live in the same apartments.
You know, when you're a super producer like me, you could kind of go do what you want.
All right, so occasionally you're going to be opening the circle chats.
I will be opening circle chats.
Okay, all right. Good to know.
Just to let you know.
All right, good to know.
I can't really see these guests.
Yeah,
Scott,
I got to get to these
contest
guests.
Winners. This is really
contest
great.
Winners. I don't know what contest they won. They'll fill us in on this. But we have a couple of contest winners. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Gary and Marge Filipowski.
I got to say.
This is, I never in my life thought I would be.
Whose life did you think? See what it is?
I can't even this keep up with them.
Yeah.
I just want to say, on behalf of my wife and I, thank you so much.
Who's your wife? Is this your wife?
This is my wife right here. My wife
Welcome
for
to the
only
show.
About 33 years.
Okay.
Oh, Lars du Christ.
But we've been together for, that's when Christ died.
Yeah.
But we've been together.
He never got married. I don't know. A lot of people don't know that.
Christ?
He was close. He was engaged.
Well, he was married to God.
Yeah. We
I don't
were,
know if that's right, but you know, whatever.
It's kind of weird to be married to your dad.
Pretty weird.
Yeah, well,
we don't joke about this stuff. This is a little for us.
We're kind of
Midwesterners. So.
Right.
But we put our business card in the fishbowl.
Yeah,
at the Golden Apple Diner, and they fished it out, and here we are on a Southwest flight.
Next thing you know, I am on a plane and I'm getting handed a little cup full of pop.
Oh my God.
Was the contest to be on this show or just to come to California?
The contest was to be on this show and we built our trip around it.
Around this, yeah.
So you built an entire trip just to be on the show.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, we had never heard of the show.
I love radio.
We call in the radio stations a lot.
We call in a lot of sports radio.
Yeah.
We call in the weather radio as well.
Into the weather radio?
Give them tips.
Tips about what? How to accurately record or forecast?
You said it's raining here. It's not.
It's not.
Oh.
So we make it more accurate.
Just a quick update. You call them and you're like, all right, so here's my address. It's not raining here.
Yeah.
I'll call back in 10 minutes and let you know.
And by the way, I'm not going to be here in 10 minutes.
I'm not going to be here.
But
so
just okay, know
here's my address,
exactly.
though.
I'm on the move.
I'm sorry. I just got to ask. Mm-hmm. Where the crow are you from?
Great question. So,
oh, boy.
Based on Canon, I am from Tampa, Florida.
Oh, we love Tampa.
We went to a Dick's Last Resort.
God, was it fun.
Now, hold on. What's
was
a
there a
Dick's
toilet
Last Resort?
Yeah, it's a place where you go to eat where there's like toilet paper on the floor.
Oh, there's all kinds of
no.
floor is a mess, and they give you all kinds of, you'll say to the waiter, oh, maybe the bacon cheeseburger and a beer, and he goes, shut up.
Shut up, you pig.
Shut up, you fat
shut
hog.
Shut up, you pathetic pig. You
have some toilet paper instead.
Your wife has had to make herself come for the last 30 years.
Yeah, this guy, he got real personal.
And it was fun.
So how did he find out all that information about your life?
That's how good they are.
They're just good. They
do a quick read on you.
The one in Tampa.
That's so interesting. So I always hear about these stories about people going to Tampa. My Tampa's a lot different. Very gray, rainy, old. A lot of people speaking in English accents. Isn't it the same?
No.
That might be Miami.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Bush Gardens?
God, we love it.
Where is that? That's in
Chicago?
That's
in Tampa.
That's in Tampa.
Well, that's where we had our 20th.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Just me and her went down to Bush Gardens.
20th what? 20th kiss? 20th?
The 20th time we kissed. We celebrated it.
So we waited. We waited the whole time. We saved up money.
Yeah.
And then we says, all right, we got to wait till we get
so
to
wait,
Bush Gardens.
How long in between your 19th kiss and your 20th kiss?
5 years.
It was a while. We were already married. We were married. They said to me on my wedding
collar.
Night, they said, you can't wait to kiss that beautiful. They said, now you may kiss the bride. I said, not yet.
Not yet.
Not enough money.
Not until we get to Bush Gardens.
So you guys went to Bush Gardens, and then what? Did you get on one of the roller coasters?
We were on a roller coaster where you don't have to wear a harness because of the physics of it.
Oh, I love those types of physics.
You go in a looper, and you don't have to wear it because your body's up against the
you're pressed in.
Car.
Yeah.
Because of the physics.
It's like centrifugal force. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We haven't been to Hollywood.
Big words
you
like
know what?
Force.
It's funny. You're up here in the Hollywood Mountains.
Sure.
Yeah.
And we took a
bus ride.
We're in the Batman cave, right next door to the Sprague cave.
Right.
Yeah.
But Batman 66.
We took a tour yesterday.
Oh, my God.
We went on one of those bus celebrity homes bus tours.
Oh, okay, yeah. One of the TMZ ones or something
like
that?
It was the TMZ tour.
Oh, I love that one.
And we
Because Harvey Levin does it himself.
We saw him. He was talking to us.
So right away, I'm like, if this is the only celebrity we've seen, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Was he sipping a big soda the entire time?
He had a big pop.
72-ounce pop.
He had a big pop, and I'm just laughing. And I think he's a riot.
He's a riot. But unfortunately, we were up by, he said it was where Blondie lived. And,
Blondie, the cartoon character? Oh, the singer.
Oh, I wish. I'd love to meet her.
If I met Blondie and I walk in with a big Dagwood sandwich.
Oh, my God. Sandwich.
Forget about it.
Oh, I love
She'd marry you.
Yeah.
I'd beat the shit out of her.
Not on her watch.
I'd beat the fuck out of her.
The long story short, we had brake failure.
Yeah.
And we rolled the way down the hill.
And the centrifugal sunset. Force or
no,
whatever.
Please don't try to.
My apologies. No. I'm sorry.
The long story short, Harvey Levin's dead.
Yeah.
Oh!
He got jackknife on Franklin, and he got the soda cup went through his brain.
The straw.
The straw went through his
brain. Through the medulla oblongata.
I tried to help him, but he was gone.
What's that part of the brain where the stem, right? If you go through that, it's like lights out.
Got friggin' doctor over here.
I didn't realize I was supposed to study.
More like Dr. Detroit.
I want to go back to something real quick.
Yeah.
Yes, please, Sprague.
When you were Red at that restaurant. Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah.
And the guy said, you haven't made your wife come in over 20 years.
Yeah.
30 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that healthy? I mean, there was some aggression coming out. I mean,
what's going on? No, it's part of the routine. It's part of the routine.
It's what they do. It's like a fun thing. There's peanut shells on the floor.
Right. They make fun of your boner.
I guess what I'm asking is, if you haven't kissed really in years, I mean, are you guys like... doing it still?
Well,
did you have Pretty Woman rules? I'm assuming that's another one of the movies I haven't seen. Yeah.
We'll have to talk about it, but Pretty Woman rules is one of those things where you're like, should I be saying that? I don't know.
We're not going to get too personal, but we do live at home with six of our kids. So time together is few and far between. But let's just say this. This trip has been a lot of fun.
Oh,
okay.
Because of the activities and being on this show.
Well, let's just say we've been putting pressure on mounds with the heels of our hands.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to need you to be more specific and not just say that, if that's okay.
You want more specificity than what
okay?
I just said.
Because I really don't know what you mean by that, yeah.
You take the heel of your hand
and
you put pressure
on
certain parts.
On your mounds.
On your mounds.
That's the part that I need to be more specific about. Which parts?
Your mounds.
Like, you know when you're wearing your pants and everything kind of turns into this little mound?
Yeah,
if you put a little bit of pressure on there, I'm getting a little too personal.
I don't want to do no more.
Wear blue collar, Scott.
Mounds has nuts,
blue collar.
Is that safe to say?
Okay,
honestly,
get this guy a movie show.
Can I say something?
Do you ever do
stand-up comedy?
I dabbled, yes.
Do you ever know the guy with the puppets?
You're going to have to be, I mean, there's Lamb Chop. Is that the puppet you're talking about?
No. We saw the guy that comes out and he has one puppet that's Osama bin Laden.
Another puppet
that blows his head off.
It's so funny.
Dunham?
Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have him on the show.
Yeah, he is.
Who else you should get on the show?
Who's that?
Flo.
Progressive.
We love Flo from Progressive.
God, she
was on the TV show, not as Flo, but
this was a TV show,
if you can believe it.
What channel was it on? WFLD?
Close.
Was that
very close?
WBGO.
IFC, which is very. It's
IFC?
Oh, we don't.
It's
get
like
that.
One.
No.
It's we one Kevin Bacon removed from being one of.
Oh, you should have him on here,
Kevin Bacon.
He was on that show.
So he was on your TV show.
You guys won a contest for a show you've never heard of.
Yes.
And who started this contest? Did you start the contest?
I don't even know. I mean, what's
there
this
was
golden
a fish
apple
bowl.
Grill or something?
There's a fishbowl.
With all these cards
and
different shows.
That's how I was an honorary Dodgers bat boy, by the way, when I was 8 years old, was I got plucked out of a fishbowl.
Is that real?
That is real. I got to meet these 78 Dodgers and go out on the field.
So Gary,
the World Series Dodgers.
He got discharged from being the bat boy at Sox Park.
Well, I had discharge.
Oh, that's what it was.
They had to let you go?
They let me go that afternoon.
With that mound?
Yeah, my mound had a little bit of leakage.
Got it.
Here's a fun thing we did yesterday.
Oh, I know
what
he's
going to
say.
We went to the Church of Scientology.
We went to the Church of Scientology.
Oh, okay.
And we had brunch there.
Yeah. Okay.
And we were looking for a brunch. We're looking for somewhere we could
go. And someone on the street said, hey, free brunch.
This they were
beautiful
so nice.
Young woman. She looked like she might have been a pilot or a flight
some
attendant.
Some type of aeronauticals.
And she came up to us and she said, are you looking for answers? And I said, yes, where's a good
place to get brunch?
Yeah.
And after talking to us for a little bit, she kind of said, man, maybe this isn't, I don't know, a good place for you. But we followed her.
Yeah.
Wait, now hold on.
This is the in-between is what I'm interested in.
Well, we just kind of kept talking about ourselves and our lives.
Oh, okay.
And they looked you up and down and they were like, you know, actually, never mind.
Yeah, that's what she said. Never
that's
mind.
That's what she said. And I bet, because she was very pretty, it's Hollywood, and I bet they get a lot of, we don't know. We don't know the protocols. Yeah.
Okay, but you followed her back
So we followed her back in, and we met just the nicest people.
Who'd you meet? Who? Anyone of note?
Beck's ex-wife.
The Ribisi?
Ribisi, yeah.
From Dazed and Confused?
Is that how you
say
it?
Yes, I guess so. Oh, I guess
just
so.
The eyes, the brightest of eyes that were also nothing there.
Yeah, and so we walk in.
Is that considered to be his Beck's wife?
I wanted to say that too.
Where were you tomorrow?
If I had that,
I don't know where I'll be tomorrow.
The tip of my tongue.
I hope I'll be here.
I do too.
I can't. It's too much.
I can't.
It's too much. He's like Jerry. You're like my friend Jerry. I work with
his friend Jerry, who he works with.
Tell us about Jerry.
So I work at a Jewel Osco. I'm the meat manager at a Jewel Osco, which is like it's a supermarket.
Oh, okay, got it.
And Jerry,
you're the manager, meaning you decide which cows are killed.
No, you know what it is. It's basically we have two butchers and I'm their boss.
Okay. Do you get 10% of the meat or?
No, but the meat that's about to go old, we could take it home and she knows how to cook anything. She can, cooks it down.
Anything that's about to go old,
Oh, yeah. I got good dry rub.
Yeah. Okay. She did a lot of rubs and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So, anyways, Jerry's a friend of mine.
He's a riot.
He's one of the other butchers.
He's the good butcher.
One of the other butchers, because you're not a butcher.
I'm not. I oversee them.
But he's one of the other butchers.
He's one of the other ones.
But who are the other ones?
There's two. Look, it sounds like
manage the way you're starting to talk about it.
And this is on me because this is my purview. Mm-hmm. I say we need two butchers.
Purview was in the crossword we did in the magazine
We did the Southwest Airlines crossword,
and that was the one we got stuck on.
I like it in that crossword because a lot of the words are like flight, plane, snack.
Right.
Theme.
But then suddenly purview comes up. And what do you think it is? Purloin, maybe?
I thought it was how many things you see.
Like you go to Purdue University. That was
too few letters, though.
We had a laugh.
Did you maybe you put a triple O in there?
What am I doing?
He's Jerry. Please, you're Jerry to me.
Tell us about Jerry.
Jerry's
a guy. He's had a real interesting
We've gone
life.
Backwards now. Jerry's a guy.
Jerry's a guy.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And
he's a guy. He does not like the ladies a whole lot.
No.
Now we were making progress.
But he was in an accident.
He was in a real bad accident. He's got a bad drinking problem.
Oh.
And he drives a real big truck.
I hope he wasn't listening to this episode during our big announcement.
I really, because he would be off on the embankment.
Yeah.
He doesn't know nothing. He doesn't know shit.
No.
Pardon my French. And he got in a real bad accident, so his half of his face is kind of gone.
Half? Yeah. Really? Which half? Bottom? Top?
It's
just no jaw?
Left side.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
okay.
Well, depending on which way you're looking.
Yeah. When I normally look at him to his right, and I can see his good side, and then the other side.
Usually,
is
you know, usually it's like a two-face when someone's half of their face is scarred. You know what I mean? Like, it would be better if it was just bottom half, because then you could wear a mask and people.
Yeah
you'd have some problem with the anti-maskers.
Top half would be rough.
But you'd still have a two-faced situation if you were like under a blanket or something and then you pulled it down and then it was like, oh, the bottom half's a little different.
This guy's good. He reminds me of Carl.
Both of you guys.
Who's Carl?
Carl's the other butcher.
One of the other butchers?
Yeah.
Or just a butcher?
He's one of the other butchers.
So what you're saying is me and Scott have butcher humor.
Yes, you do. You
are the only funny people he knows are butchers.
You definitely butcher humor.
If you guys ever get tired of telling jokes, you could come and I'll show you how to slice pork tenderloin.
I don't know that it translates. Yeah, I don't know if our skills would translate to being good butchers, but somehow being a good butcher translates into what we do.
Yeah, the deli too. You were talking about cheese.
Oh, we were talking about Brie and Mr. Glass.
You could get into the cheese.
That is, honestly, that is a job I think I would like to do is working in a deli.
There's mayonnaise.
Weirdly enough,
salad.
That is one of my jobs. Lawyer and working in a deli.
Yeah,
the
deli work is good. The customers sometimes get a little mad because
really?
I'm a little slower with the meat slicer because I had safety first. So sometimes
he's
I'll
real
say,
safe and I love that.
Hurry up, you fat loser.
I'd like to try something.
Yeah.
Scott, you've been talking about this deli thing a lot. What if we sort of simulated what it would be like to work in your butcher shop?
I would love to get everything that they sell in a deli, have it in my own kitchen, and then slice up everything myself. But I'm only one guy, and yeah, I'd make stuff for Kulop maybe.
You gotta go to, you gotta.
You guys gotta come to Chicago.
You gotta go. He's the best.
Let's see what it's like. All right, Hey, whoa, this supermarket.
I'm sorry,
great.
Were you calling?
Oh, no, that was the door.
The door goes.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Here we go.
Is it air? Like, so flies don't get in?
Yeah, we had a fly problem.
It's like one of the doors in like a...
You had a fly problem?
We had a fly problem, so they put in the Star Trek doors.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, here we are. Oh, this deli looks great. Oh, is your name... Oh, Scott. I see your name's Scott. Can I...
Are you English? Or are you from Family Guy?
I'm from Tampa, Florida.
Okay,
so this is good. You're making the customer feel at ease.
Yeah.
Am
that's
I?
Number one.
Yeah, I'm getting to talk about where I'm from.
Oh, okay. Welcome to, what's the place called?
Jewel Osco.
Welcome to Jewel Osco.
All right, you know what?
What can I help you with?
I want a turkey sandy. Hmm. Let me get a turkey sandy.
Turkey sandy? What type of bread?
Let's do a sourdough.
Oh, no,
that's
sourdough.
Disgusting.
Don't do
that.
Do a nice roll. Do
What's
a good
wrong
roll.
With you?
Okay, I don't know if I'm the one to be getting notes now. We're trying to think if Scott should be working.
Well,
I
mean, he's nailed it. He's got the taste.
Yeah, but I didn't know that the sourdough was disgusting, though, so maybe I wouldn't be good at this job.
How would you?
Okay,
I know that. Did I tell her?
Why is it so disgusting?
Yeah, what's so bad about it?
No one ever uses it, so we never order new stuff. It's almost like a sour patch kid.
Well, that's how the flies start.
Yeah,
Okay.
So I'll pick another bread. All right, you know what? I'll have the wheat, please.
The wheat.
No,
you don't want the wheat.
I want a good roll.
What is wrong with the wheat? I mean,
it's too much wheat.
It's too much wheat. And it's going to rip through you like a current.
You can't have too much fiber.
You don't want that.
So you want a roll. What kind of roll can I put this on?
Can I get it on a good roll, please?
Yep. Good roll?
That's what they're called.
Yep. Okay, like a Kaiser?
You put it down a good roll.
It looks like a Kaiser-ish, but we call it a good roll.
Yeah.
Okay, just a good roll. Okay.
Yeah, I'll have it on a good roll.
Okay, do you want anything else on that? You want a mayo mustard?
Yeah, I'll have mayo mustard. I'll have some cheese.
Some cheese? What type of cheese you want? Mm-hmm.
What do you suggest is a good test?
Oh, this is fantastic.
What do you suggest?
Munster?
Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable.
That's bad? Is that
no,
good?
No, that's the perfect
you
answer.
You fucking
that
nailed it.
That is the perfect answer.
Because no one ever says Munster because it's a town in Indiana.
Well, also, the Munsters are scary.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
don't scare away the customers.
We were more of an Adams
family
house.
We were a Munster. This may come up on.
May come up on.
on Scott
show.
Hasn't seen. We were a Munsters family.
I'm an Adams family guy. Let's call the whole thing off. Okay, so yeah, I'll have the Munster cheese. Great suggestion. You know, you're natural at this, Scott.
Okay, here's really your sandwich. That'll be $5.95.
Wait a minute. You didn't ask me if I wanted. Salt and pepper and vinegar.
No, we don't. We're out of those.
We are out of those.
I'm good at this.
Insane. We ran out Friday.
Yeah. Scott, it's almost like you're seeing the Matrix right now.
I might be working in a deli if I were to be red-pilled.
You might wake up in a deli like, oh my God, I'm serving stuff.
Now, should we have him be a lawyer?
Let's see.
Maybe you should be a lawyer.
I'll be a lawyer, and we'll see.
And we'll see how the deli versus lawyer. Yeah, whoever wins, we all lose.
I'll be your client.
Okay.
I can do this. I know how to do this.
You can do
and
it.
Who do you want to be?
I'll be the stenographer.
Okay, great. All right.
This lawyer has a stenographer.
Hi,
right
welcome
there.
To Jewel Osco.
Click, clack, click, clack, click,
hey, what's
clack.
Up? I'm the lawyer.
Oh, wait, you didn't open the door. I can't hear you.
Okay,
No,
that's
not the
how.
There you go.
Hey, what's up? I'm the lawyer.
Welcome to Jewel Osco.
How are you? Hey, thanks for being my lawyer.
Tick-tack,
how
tick,
are you?
Tick,
great
tick,
to meet
tick,
in this supermarket.
Click, click.
Are you guys having a meeting here? Because this is not a public place. I mean,
Is this what you would say if he was working? This is perfect.
I mean, you honestly could do anything.
I just got to say, we are so impressed with you guys and what
really?
You do. We weren't familiar with the show.
No.
Yeah, thank you.
So we listened to...
That was
to,
very clear when you started saying stuff like, you should have that guy on. None of those guys should really be on the show.
I disagree.
I
disagree. You don't know these guys. We listen to all...
all know them.
How many episodes? What, 710?
Around there, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere. Well, we listen to every damn one.
Jesus
wow.
Christ.
We listen to every
including
one.
Including the live ones? There's maybe 100 live
we
ones.
We did. Boy. We spent about... 200 hours since we won.
Whoa.
Because yes. we wanted
to
be prepared.
You did
to
be prepared. Yeah. Your homework.
We have our favorites.
How long ago did you win this contest?
3 years ago.
Yes.
Whoa.
We had to save up money.
Did you do this 3 years ago, Sprague?
I might have. I was on a bender. I was doing ecstasy every weekend, if you remember.
I remember that.
We did that last night.
You did ecstasy last night.
They call it Medema.
Here's a funny story. Last night, we stopped at Ripley's.
Believe it or not,
we walk in.
That's pretty good.
And we meet this guy in there. This guy's cleaning. He's mopping up the floors.
Okay, well, he wasn't part of the exhibits.
If he was, he
was fucking good.
This guy's a superstar in his own light.
You guys are very easily blown away by stuff.
Well, I started talking to him. She'll tell you.
He loves that. But I like that about him.
And I say to him, I go, what's the mop? What are you working with here?
What's going on?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't think he's probably ever gotten
what's
that
this
question
whole thing
before?
Where you sort of swish around the water?
We don't know.
And he looks and he shows me, it's just, you know, wooden piece of wood.
Sure, yeah.
It was
some
neat.
Rags, you
it
know.
It was neat.
Nothing special about it. No special handle, no engraving.
It was neat to see like a California version of a mop.
Yeah, it was basically like a long stick.
Yeah.
That had about
avocados on it, a California version?
No, that would be pretty good.
This guy is so good.
Strings made of kale. Anyway.
I don't know what that is.
Never mind.
I just want to get through this. Yeah. It was a long
apologies.
Stick. It was a long stick, and it had about 40, 45 strings on it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wait,
this is a good tease because we have to take a break. Okay.
Oh,
this is a good tease. I want to hear about the bucket.
You better pull over.
Yeah,
again.
Everyone pull your cars over. I don't think they're getting to work this morning.
You may need to call in sick to work today.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get to the bucket. Look, we have to take a break. We'll be right back with more Sprague the Whisperer, more Gary and Marge Filipowski. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Sprague the Whisperer.
All right, hold
here.
On. I've got to do my rankings. So I think Frankie C is my number one because he's been my ride or die from
chat
the beginning.
Here.
I don't know what that is.
What is the circle?
It's a Netflix show.
It's the streaming service that has Chicago Party.
Yeah, Chicago Party.
Oh, if that maybe.
What's an aunt?
Oh, aunt. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, an aunt.
All right, and then number two through seven, I'm going to say tied everyone else. All right.
Tied?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead
and Tide Pods?
I'm going to go ahead and tied them all.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
All right. I did my ranking, so I'm waiting to hear to see if I'm going to be a super
hopefully
influencer.
You'll get number one. Yeah. Okay.
I hope you get number one. I bet you do, Sprague.
You're number one in our book.
You really are.
Thank you so much, Jerry and Marge. Now,
Gary and Marge, actually.
That's okay, because Jerry, that's a compliment.
I wish I was Jerry, except for his face. I love him.
He doesn't have half a face.
Yeah. Does he try to favor the good side or the bad side just to like break?
Yeah, he's a real diva about it, too.
It's a lot.
He's always, you know, looking this way.
He's always in profile, like not trying to show the customers the bad side.
Yeah,
he's
gotten good at it. Sometimes I forget, and then he turns the wrong way. I go, oh, my God.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible.
It is terrifying when you get that wrong
side. He's just looking like George Washington on the quarter most of the time.
Yeah, he looks most of the time.
He's got hair like that, too, kind of.
Really?
And one of his teeth is wood.
Oh, one.
Yeah.
Just one.
And also, he's racist, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We don't like that part. We're not racist.
No, that's not the part of Jerry.
Did he also enforce vaccines?
Well,
that's a personal decision.
Okay, never mind. We don't want to talk about it.
Now
you got to do your research.
Now, Gary, you were in the middle of describing a mop.
Oh, no, the bucket.
Okay. Well, the mop, we heard everything
about.
We
heard the mop. Bucket was just a little yellow bucket, said Georgia Pacific on
it. Can you believe that?
I don't know whether this was worth it.
I don't know. We did a whole tease.
Yeah. Wow.
You guys were saying earlier that you listen to every episode.
Every episode. Ask me any question about Jason Mantzoukas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What's his deal?
I don't know.
What is his deal?
His deal is I think he's two tacos shy of a combo platter, that one.
Wow. They have listened.
How many in a combo platter usually? So what is that, 12
in
tacos?
In Chicago, 12 tacos.
That's a lot of tacos.
And that's a small.
12 tacos, two burritos, chimichanga, big trough of rice and beans.
Wow, okay.
And about 30 tortillas. That's a Chicago
combo. So what are the tortillas for? Just for the beans and rice?
That's to soak it up.
Yeah, you soak up the juices.
Now, Gary, we heard that you worked at the supermarket. But yes, Marge, I'm interested, where do you work in Chicago?
So
what's your life like?
I work at a blind store.
Okay, so hold on. I feel Scott. He's revved up for a joke.
It's not necessarily a joke as much is this. Do you sell Braille books there, or ooh, do you only sell to the blind? What
I
exactly
never
is that?
Thought of it like that.
It's blinds.
It's like the
vertical blinds,
like Venetian blinds.
It's only vertical.
Only vertical.
We don't. Is that what it's called?
Horizontal.
It's called only vertical. And then in parentheses, we don't do horizontal. We're sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
She's being modest. It's one of the biggest blind stores in Illinois.
It's pretty big. Yeah.
Wow. Meaning the blinds are big.
They're
bigger than any other blind or the store.
That and we do a lot. We do a lot of window treatments. We did the ones at Soldier's Field.
Celebrity clients, Ro Khan
came in there.
Why are there window treatments in Soldier's Field?
Yeah, what are they doing?
There's windows.
Usually you want those open. So
sometimes it's a little too sunny. They'll say, go ahead, pull it down.
Oh, okay.
If it's
we'll
too
just
much.
Not watch the game. We'll just put it.
Well, so some of these Bears teams, I says, close the blinds.
Close the blinds. Close the blinds to my eyes. My eyelids.
Your eyelids. So your eyelids are the original.
They're the original. I've always
blinds.
Said that. They're the original.
See, you'd be good as a blind salesman.
Honey, tell them when Oprah came in.
So Oprah comes in, right?
This is back in like, oh God damn it, 89.
Well, this is prime Oprah.
Yeah,
was it Oprah shoot. Prime?
This was
From
Oprah
Earth?
Prime. You get her in 2 days. I don't know. I'm trying to
no,
keep
you
up
really,
with
you're keeping up.
I'm trying to keep up. Anyways, so I'm sitting there, and I had a rough day. I'll be honest.
Really? What
I had,
happened?
I had gotten up late, and I'm an early bird. I like
5 a.m. 5 a.m.
Okay,
every
but so
morning.
What happened? How late did you get up? Why did you get up that late?
I got up at 5:30.
Oh, no.
Because the fire alarm went off.
Okay.
Right?
What happened?
But
was
why were
fire?
You sleeping later than
it
5?
Was, the fire alarm
this
went
is
off.
What's not making
so you
sense
would have
me.
It was sleeping. It was a big day. It was George H.W. Bush just won the election. It was 1980.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, this is November
this
2nd
is,
or whatever.
This is November.
Yeah.
I remember
that's
the date exactly.
So you stayed up late.
Watching the returns.
Watching returns.
Okay.
At WGN.
Beat that little Greek creep Dukakis.
Oh, dear.
How you going to vote for a Dukakis?
Polish people and Greek people in Chicago. Chicago,
oil and water.
The best friends.
Oil, which you're out of, by the way, at the deli. Oil and water.
We don't have oil
don't
water. No potable water.
Don't ask for that.
Potable water. That's
don't
bad.
Ask for that. Anyway, so she comes in, and I says, and I didn't even look up because I was so tired. You know, I says, oh, can I help you? And
what
she goes,
was the fire alarm, by the way? What was it? Why was it going off?
Yeah, was there a fire alarm?
I tripped. I pulled it.
Like in an elementary school?
We don't have a battery. We have an older one.
You have to see a fire in order to trigger it.
I pulled it. I had blue dye all over my hands. It was
so you
thing.
Woke up. You saw your wife oversleeping. You said, I'm going to let her sleep.
Yes.
He started walking to the bathroom. Maybe the lights were off. He tripped because the lights are off.
Yeah.
And he grabbed the fire.
That's exactly what happened.
You get it? I mean, were you there?
No. But you guys are master storytellers.
Yes. I think
that's what they all
say. That's what they say.
That's what they say.
That's what they
Who's
say.
They?
Our friends.
Our neighbors.
Oh, okay. All right. We don't want to get it. Anyway, so.
You should meet one of our neighbors.
I would love to live next door to you.
You should meet
which
Squatty.
One? Lenny? Lenny?
No, Squatty Jim.
Squatty Jim.
Oh, wait. I have to take over their personalities and bodies or.
Oh, gosh. I couldn't
just buy their house.
Squatty
you don't
Jim's
want Squatty
body.
Jim's body.
He's got
he
about
was
a year
in
left.
An accident.
Let me guess. It's short and squat. And
it's squatty. He's heavy. He's too heavy even for our standards.
And he was in an accident? Was
a lot of people
one?
You know were in accidents, and I'm starting to be like, put the pieces together. Like, are these guys sort of hurting me? You know, setting up accidents.
Why
I
would
mean,
you say
you
that?
Were on a bus, and then the brakes were cut or something.
Yeah,
and then,
I mean, this is like a Hitchcockian.
I was on the bus.
Kind of Veronica Mars season 2.
Okay, we've brought up three people.
That's
one's
my,
dead.
Real quick,
and two
that
have
is
had
my favorite
accidents.
Season of Veronica Mars.
Isn't it the best?
That is the one show.
She solves the mystery.
We the only shows we ever watched
Gutenberg.
Were Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues, Veronica Mars.
And Chicago PD, Chicago Med.
Chicago Fire.
Okay.
But Veronica Mars, season 2 specifically.
Top notch.
Incredible.
So good.
Top notch.
So tell us about this interaction with a customer.
Oh, God. Well, it's
yes,
not just
Oprah
any
customer.
I says, I'm tired. I says, oh, can I help you? She goes, I'm here.
She was already doing the famous scream.
Her famous catchphrase, I'm here.
To be honest, I forgot that the customer was Oprah in this story until you just did that. So I'm glad.
Was that good?
That was incredible.
Doing good,
I thought
Oprah.
She was here.
I should be on SNL. Yeah. And I go, oh my God. I says, I love you. You know, my husband and I, we love you. And she goes, I love you too. And I think about that sometimes.
Whoa.
You know.
She said she loved you too.
Yeah.
So, is she talking about the band or?
Great question.
No, I think she was looking.
You
was
as well.
Telling me, like, you I love think, you as well.
I mean, probably like 90% chance that's what she meant. But that 10%
has got to bother you. There's this jag-off outside smoking. This jag-off's outside smoking. I'm looking at
this.
This
is before the rules about smoking indoors. So he could have been indoors.
Oh, you
could
smoke indoors in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And I said.
Still?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You just got to go to a cop bar.
South of 35th.
You smoke indoors. Okay, you smoke
good
wherever.
Good to know.
We have the smoking IKEA and the non-smoking IKEA. So anyway, I says, who's this jag-off outside? He's smoking. Yeah. I says, she go, that's Stedman. And I go, Oprah, I got to tell you, don't you ever marry that man.
Whoa. So that's the reason
why. That
I can
is
tell
why.
You that he is a jag-off. Yeah.
Really?
Just from seeing him smoke outside.
Yeah.
What was, I knew it.
You didn't like the fact he was smoking?
He was smoking like Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, he was around doing the head?
Yes.
Oh,
I
got to
say, if I saw Stedman doing the Dice Clay smoke, I would be like, you know, that
the
guy's
pretty
a
in pink bouncer smoke?
It's not.
No.
It was bad. It was rough.
And Oprah was not happy to hear that.
No,
she
didn't
said,
like that.
That's none of your business. Don't. I'm never coming back to this store.
Oh, you're really?
A,
she did not want to hear.
Yeah, I don't love you anymore.
I don't. I take it back.
It was bad.
But
I don't even love the band U2 anymore.
No.
That's the reason why, though, that she never tied the knot with Stedman, because this beauty over here said, don't do it.
Wow.
Don't and that was it. The day. And what was funny was I was thinking that day, too. I was tired because of the fire alarm. And I'm thinking.
Well, because your husband let you oversleep.
Well, I was thinking, and you know, he's at home.
And I guess the night before you were celebratory about George H.W. Bush.
Oh.
In anticipation? No.
Anticipation is a salad.
That's a word
that
in Chicago.
Yeah,
do you sell that?
That is
a
word.
Salad at the deli.
It. It's like a Greek salad.
It's Chicago. It's like a Kalamata new universe.
Olives.
I guess anticipation of the Gulf War is what I was trying to say. But
Which we won.
Tell them, last night, we had a pretty interesting dinner last night.
We had Scientology, brunch at Scientology.
And right. Then we had dinner.
Did you eat in between the dinner?
We try not to snack.
Because brunch is a combination of breakfast and lunch, which implies you're going to skip.
I understand.
Yeah, we shared a little bag of peanuts.
We had them from Southwest.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And so where's this dinner?
We had dinner. My grandmother's best friend, her son was an actor out here.
And he got in an accident.
Yeah, that's
Robert
what I
Blake.
I thought,
oh, wait, okay. Robert Blake from Beretta?
He was involved in an accident.
He had an accident with his wife.
Yep.
And so
over there in the valley.
In
on,
the valley.
On, what's that street? Colfax?
Right by an Italian restaurant. Sally's.
I used to go into it all.
We went there last night with Robert Blake.
He got us a
I didn't realize he was still with us.
He's with us. He's good.
But
he looks great.
He faked his own death?
Can
great.
I tell you? Can
he's
I tell
alive.
You?
He's alive.
I don't.
No, it was Robert Blake. I know
had
it.
To have been
because
Robert Blake.
This is how good of an
from Lost Highway, the guy with the white face.
From Beretta.
Anyway, this is how good of an actor he is. So when he's looking at the guy, the janitor mopping, and then I go, Gare, that's Robert Blake.
No.
Wait, so hold
on. Yeah, he is for sure alive, by the way. He's 87.
He is alive.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm remembering now. I go, you look great. How old are you? He goes, I'm 87.
Yeah.
So he is still with us.
Okay, wait, he was the janitor? This is weird.
And he goes, welcome to Hollywood.
Huge Whoa. Twist. That's like a Mr. Glass style twist.
We sat and ate with him. He told us stories about the set of Money Train.
Really?
He told us.
Did he leave his gun at the place accidentally?
He carried his gun with him the whole time.
Whoa, this is incredible.
It was pretty. It was talk about a star sighting.
Yeah.
One of the best I've ever heard of.
Yeah, it was incredible.
He's such a good guy.
A nice man.
He's so humble.
I don't know if I would say
I think
that.
He's learned a lot since the accident.
Maybe. Yeah. I hope so.
I agree.
You know, earlier you were saying you thought Scott would be good working in a blind store. And I thought, Maybe we should just test it out a little bit.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, what do the doors sound like? That's the most important question.
So it's a garage door.
Oh, okay. Really? Is it a garage?
It takes about 2 minutes to fully open.
So, and then sometimes I hit it, and it's rough.
So somebody rings the doorbell, and you say, hold on, and then
how
it's
did
like,
you see Stedman smoking out there?
The door was, I saw, it was really a slow reveal.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, this guy's no
the kind that Jerry doesn't want, because.
Oh, no, because yeah. I agree.
Because of that face.
But it really was like, and the more the door opened, the more I was like, what a jagger.
So toes, he's okay.
No, he was wearing
around the knees though.
He was wearing Birkenstocks
was wearing
with
Birks.
Socks.
Oh, okay.
So Birks already you're like jag off. Here we go. Yeah. Then you get
jag
to the top.
Alert.
You get the Dice Clay cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
oh
crazy.
Boy.
I always
all right. Yeah. So garage door.
Here we go. Oh, hi.
It's longer than that.
Well, okay. I don't know.
We don't have time.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Oh,
okay.
Nice.
We're going to do what we call in Hollywood a smash cut two.
Oh, okay.
All right,
I love
so
this.
Start it and then.
Okay.
Smash cut two.
Hi, oh. My name is Sally Jesse Raphael, and I'm interested in buying some blinds.
Welcome to the blind store. We have the biggest blinds in the world. These babies are 10 feet wide.
Good.
Wow, these babies are big. You know, my windows are actually 12 feet wide. I don't know if you asked.
We don't have anything for you.
No, we do.
No, we can accommodate.
We can accommodate any size window.
They say that, but they can't.
Wait a minute. You guys should check. Check real quick. Check the inventory.
Tell them you can do it. You know, customers
always
right.
I need you to check the inventory.
Why are you holding a gun to my head?
Fucking do it. Tell this crazy bitch that you're going to give her the big fucking blinds.
I'll get you whatever you want. Just please don't fucking kill
okay,
me.
Okay, I'll buy all the blinds in the store. Wait a minute. That was pretty good.
That was fantastic.
You okay. Worked well under pressure, my friend.
That was good.
Because guess what? There's odds are that will happen to you at some point.
Is that Robert Blake's gun?
Yes. Isn't
how did
that
you
cool?
Look at that.
He autographed it.
Right there.
Oh, he autographed it with a Sharpie.
He autographed it.
Right
he has a silver
right
Sharpie
here.
So
I
you
do
can
not
see
want
it.
To touch that thing.
No, it's loaded, but there's not one in the
chest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, please put it away.
No, don't flail it around.
No, please don't play. Look.
The safety's
cute.
On.
It's
guys,
cute.
Now it's on.
Guys, we're running out of time.
I'm
we're
so afraid.
Unfortunately.
We got reservations.
Oh, okay, good. Well, we do have time
about doing this podcast.
Okay, but I understand. You have a regular Jerry over here.
Maybe I did
He's
one.
Kind of a Jerry.
I did one.
All right, we do have time for one final feature, though, on the show, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs. Amazing, bringing back that sort of early 2000s era.
Good Charlotte.
Yeah, take off my pants and jacket.
Wait,
or something.
I'm what? Finally understanding.
Scott, it's
wait, are it. You talking on the circle chat?
Oh, sorry, hold on, circle chat. Take off my pants and jacket, hashtag pants, hashtag shirt.
But did the rankings come in?
The rankings are coming in imminently, Scott, okay, so I think we should get through.
Okay, we got to get through plugs before they do. That was KevBot4000 with Not About Plugs. Thank you so much, KevBot4000. All right,
thank
guys.
Thank you, KevBot.
Thanks, KevBot.
Gotta ask Gary and Marge, what do you want to plug? Is there any television show that you guys are interested in watching or anything you've
well,
been checking
Blue
out?
Bloods.
Blue Bloods is always.
With Selleck, of course.
Yes.
Selleck, have you gotten one of those reverse mortgages?
We did.
Oh,
we did. So here's what
he
we did.
He tells you. He says, I'm not taking your
we
house.
Reverse mortgaged, but with the money, what we did, because Selleck told us to do that, William Devane told us to put it in Gold Line.
Oh,
So we reverse mortgage
sell it
our
to
house,
Devane.
But we got a big bag of gold.
Smart. Okay, yep. Great. Smart stuff.
That's
yeah.
pretty good.
Any other show out there? Maybe something on a streaming service or
we were watching we watched Sex Life.
Yeah.
Which we thought was
confusing.
A little confusing.
That was confusing.
Maybe that show was more of an LA show. We didn't get it.
I don't
okay.
And
there's
then,
a show about Chicago. That we
oh watch. Wild Chicago with Rokan.
Okay, good.
Oh, you know it's a great show. So everyone, you know, everyone's always like, yeah, Hill Street Blues is the best Chicago show.
Yeah.
But no one knows that there was a spinoff of Hill Street Blues
yeah.
starring Dennis Franz.
Dennis Franz called Beverly Hills Bunce.
Yes,
and it's my all-time favorite show.
Okay. So I watched
that. Thought about it the whole time.
time I've been here. I've been pretending like I'm Bunce the whole time I'm here.
And it, was that made happening. Before Beverly Hills Cop or as a...
That was made after Beverly
as a response
Hills Cop.
To Beverly
yeah,
Hills
you know,
Cop.
We're
yeah.
thinking, sure, you have a once-in-a-generational charismatic comedic talent like yeah. Eddie Murphy. Check out this Dennis, fucking guy.
Check out Dennis Franz's butt instead.
He is a 10.
He is a... My, she,
Do you think he did that show and then it was like, you know what, I love Bunce, but take the N out of it. And put Dennis Franz in it and his butts. This is NYPD Blue.
She's my wife's hall pass, he is.
Oh.
She said he could do whatever he wants, no questions
no
asked.
No questions okay, asked with any object.
All right.
I also, if you like radios.
Sure, I do.
There's a radio show. I don't know. It's confusing.
What, Man Cow?
No. And of course, Man Cow's the best. But no, it's on HBO Max.
Okay.
Who I think he's the guy that runs HBO.
Yeah.
HBO Max. Yeah. And it's about Batman that's okay. coming out on September 18th.
Oh, September 18th. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what is this? It's
a show. It's called Batman, the Audio Adventures.
So it's out already. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It came. Oh, yeah. I'm out. But
yeah,
it's
you've
got,
been on vacation, so you didn't know. But it came out a couple of days
that's
ago.
That's right. And I'm excited. There's a couple people in it.
Okay.
I would also like to plug my Jewel Osco store.
Okay, sure. It's going to get a lot of business.
On Schaumburg Road.
No potable water.
Well, we're working on that right
no
now.
Oil, no vinegar.
There is
and
not.
No restroom.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, I don't care if you're the King of England.
No restroom.
And you come in, you say, I got diarrhea.
I would,
you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of King of England,
yes.
I would love to see you and Hamilton playing the King of England.
We don't
I think
like
you'd be
musicals.
Great at that.
They're
don't
confusing.
Know about that one, maybe, but I am a pretty good singer.
Here, sing this. You'll be back.
You'll be back.
What the hell? That was incredible.
Can I tell you something? I achieved it.
Finally.
Maybe while I'm here, I'll sign with a big talent agent.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Well, start
you know, maybe
showbiz.
If you knew a super producer. Oh, look at me. We'll be a super producer.
Are you really a
you
super
gotta lock
producer?
Him up.
They call me a super producer. I might have to look you up after that quick drop that you were playing the King of England in Hamilton.
There is. You have a sheen to your face that
it's
I
true.
Like.
Yeah.
They
There's
call it the Hollywood
sheen.
I paid $3,000 a bottle for it.
That's whatever.
And it's made by Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's Tiger
So I think you got ripped off.
winning.
Hashtag
we
winning.
We always
winning.
Say hashtag
say that
winning.
To the circle chat, please.
Hashtag winning. Here we go.
Sprague, what do we want to plug? Obviously, we have a co-plug here.
Scott, we got a co-plug. But before we get to it, because I don't think we did get to it, there's a show on Netflix called Chicago Party Aunt that's actually
Oh, yeah.
Not
I mean,
Aunt.
Yeah. Aunt, of course, yeah.
This well, sounds I'm from like Britain, it would be so up aunt. For the, we would like this.
You guys maybe. Might
like
it. I might plug it to you. Too specifically because
yeah, I think
it's
you guys
really?
Would like it's very specific to your interest.
Is it funny?
I think it's funny.
We were watching Chicago Aunt Party.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good
kids
show.
Went
is
to sleep.
Is RuPaul in Chicago Party Aunt? She is? Yeah. Oh, I'm a big fan.
I am a big
okay,
fan.
Okay, well, I'm a huge fan of that. But we also have a co-plug, Scott. We've got a show coming out called Scott Haven't Seen.
Scott on Hasn't Seen. Yeah, not Haven't Seen.
I'm going to bungle it every time you say it.
It's a different language.
So every time. It's a
You'd be good
title.
As the King of England, by the way. You sing You'll Be
sing,
Back.
Sing You'll Be Back.
You'll be back.
Oh my God.
Not as good as Gary. My Tampa accent came out.
Yeah.
So we've got a show called Scott Hasn't Seen. When is it coming out, Scott?
October 1st is the first episode. Comes out every Friday.
On the That'll CBB be on the Patreon.
CBBworld.com, ComedyBangBangWorld.com. You can get to both of that.
We'll
we
also
have,
be moving the archives of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles podcast.
We're moving all the archives over there.
Well.
So if you haven't heard that from Sprague's Patreon.
All
you
on
can,
Patreon. On the CBB
over there.
Patreon.
And as well as other new shows, we'll be announcing the other weekly new show next week.
Can I still find the Bob Duca?
Those are all there. They will be there. All 250 episodes of
Scott,
Affirmation
he's a super
Nation.
Fan.
I told you we listen to every show.
So you listen to all this. All the spinoffs will be there.
All
everything
the
will be
spin-offs.
There.
Let me ask you guys this: you guys like Chief?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They are super fans.
Yeah.
Sure.
Looking for Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Of course. We, yes.
Yeah. Hasn't found her yet.
Can I take these cans home?
No.
She's talking about the ones on her chest.
Oh, yeah. Please don't leave them here.
That was the joke they'd been doing. They wanted to do this.
All right.
Time.
But we'll be talking next week about with more info about that. But the CBB World Patreon starts October 1st with new content coming out every week. All right. Let's close up the old plug bag. Here we go.
Ring, ring.
It comes down in drops.
Hey, Ray, come on down. If I open my
my mouth to the sky. I can get a drink of water now.
Ooh, I love that.
I gotta get some MDMA. That shit had me on level.
That was, of course, Andy Samberg and I. That's our Rain song. This is Danny California, not the D-A-N-I, but Danny with two N's and a Y, with Plug in the Rain, parentheses, Thought Remix. That hoe over there remix.
Danny California, good job.
Good job. Thank
Danny.
You. Keep sending those remixes.
And Kev Bot.
Really appreciate it. Guys, I want to thank you so much. First of all, Sprague, great to see you, buddy.
Great to see you again, and I will be seeing you in the future, Scott.
Of course, you definitely will. And Gary and Marge, wow, what a treat.
This has been...
Can't believe we won that contest.
Aside from the birth of our six beautiful kids, this
they were born to the... They're sextuplets?
She had sextuplets. Yeah, we should have told you that earlier,
because you said birth instead
of
birth.
Yeah, no, it was one big birth.
We weren't even planning at it.
That's like a litter.
It was an accident. We didn't want kids.
We didn't want kids at all.
You're like the Octomom, but too shy.
Oh, I am too shy. I'm too shy.
You are too shy. Yeah, she's too shy. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
I'm too shy. Don't ever call me that.
Hold on, Scott. Hold on. I got the circle check results.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
From the ranking. Okay, I'm last place.
Last place?
That's so great.
Wait a minute. I'm being blocked by Frankie C.
Oh, no. Oh.
He was my number one ride or die.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
You know, okay. You just come on a show like this and you try. Oh, it says you clearly left the compound.
Oh, you were blocked by the producers.
And you are being blocked by the producers, also named Frankie C.
Oh, wait. That has to be a conflict of interest. Maybe it's Frankie Conflict of Interest.
Hold on. Here's an alert.
Oh.
It says that I get to meet this producer in person. Scott, this is huge, because I could tell him a little bit of my mind. I'm like,
And you'll get to see if he's actually who he says he is.
And I'll get to see if the producer's catfishing.
Wow.
This is really exciting, Scott.
Okay, well, I'm so sorry.
If you get catfish, make sure you salt it and brine it in buttermilk.
Yes. This guy owns a deli. From a deli owner, that's
from
a race.
From a deli, I can't believe I'm getting that. That's incredible.
Well, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great to have you on. I'm sorry, Sprague, but okay. You'll have more time to tape our show.
I'll be on another random reality show the next time
I
come
I'm sure
on
you
show.
Will.
Oh, I hope it's Survivor.
We did that one already.
We already did that one.
Oh.
All right. Might be Love is Blind or something.
Okay, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.
Thank you.